Hi, I'm Eve.
And I'm Eva.
And you're listening to What's in Your Cup.
This is a platform to invite others into our coffee, margaritas, iced dirty chai without milk dates.
To discuss important, beautiful, and difficult things, all within the context of our friendship.
So pull up a chair.
And join us for today's episode.
Hi guys, welcome back. This is Eva.
And Eve.
And this is What's in Your Cup. What's in your cup, Eve?
Orange juice. I just have, I don't know, I've been in a mood lately. Orange juice. Yeah. Nothing exciting. Nice. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking black coffee. So what's the topic for today, Eve?
Discernment!
Woohoo!
We are very on brand with a woohoo. We have got that. Got that down. Yeah, discernment. Well, this is very similar to the hobby situation of we decided on this. Well, we decided on it a little while ago, but really
but
started
having.
We didn't plan anything until like 5 minutes ago. And then we're like, stop talking. We need to record this right now. Yeah, I think that's just how it be around here.
Absolutely. Love it.
Eva, what's your first thought when you hear the word discernment?
When I hear the word discernment, of course, I start thinking about big V vocations.
Yeah.
You know, like for me personally, sisterhood or I don't know if that's the correct terminology, becoming a sister, becoming a nun, or becoming a mom and a wife, right? I think that's what I think. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, I think my temptation is to think too in terms of big V vocation, you know, like. I go through all of them. So like religious life, married life, consecrated singlehood, and they all make me want to vomit. Also beautiful. All of them. I like, do I have a commitment problem? That's not what this is about. That's not what this is about. But yeah, I think that, and I think that in just pitching the idea for this episode, well, I texted you and you're like, I've never discerned. And I was like,
I said, I've never discerned anything in my life, like ever. And you're like, that's not true. I was like, okay, hold on. Talk me out of this spiral.
Yeah. I think, well, and I did. I think for me, when I felt like this episode could be a topic we could do is when I started thinking about the spring semester and graduating. And I distinctly remember sitting across from you in that Waffle House and being like, Eva, I just always thought that discernment was so overhyped and like everybody made it a much bigger deal than it needed to be. And now I'm realizing that it's a huge deal and so important. I've just never had to discern anything in my life.
Right. Because you were telling me that all of the decisions that you had to make kind of landed in your lap, right?
Yeah. They were just
just like, no brainer decisions.
Well, like going to school is like, either you go to Benedictine or you don't go to college. And I knew I wanted to go to college, so I went to Benedictine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, easy in that way. Yeah, I was studying special education, but didn't really like it. And I was like, what else do you want to study? And theology was the only answer. And I was like, great. I don't like what I'm currently doing, and this is the one thing I do like. So here we go.
Oh, man.
It's making my life sound really easy. I'm realizing that I'm like...
Which it isn't. And I know, because you've told me stories. But... I think that we have been blessed maybe either to not overthink those decisions, that to make them so abundantly obvious to us. Maybe the Lord was just like, 2x4, you're going to Benedictine.
Dude, that's what I need though.
Yeah, right? So maybe you weren't in a place where you were able to or ready to discern something.
Yeah, I think this isn't about having an easy life and it's just like a little pride moment on my part, but it is about like never having to really discern between two goods. Cause like, in my case, like I knew my goals for my life and college was not a good decision or going to college was not a good decision. Not going to college was like, quite frankly, a bad decision and going
was
a good one. And Benedictine was my option. And so Benedictine's where I went.
So is that even truly discernment? Because if it's not between two goods,
No, it's not. Then, that's why I got to this spring and was like,
yeah,
I've never discerned in my whole life. And you're like, no, you haven't. How's it going? I was like, awful. I hate everything. So bad.
But then I now am thinking about my own life, because the reason that I said that I had never discerned anything was because it always seems like the obvious choice. Like moving to Florida, that obviously that took some discernment. But looking back on it, it was like, I didn't have a choice. Like, that was obvious. This is what I had to do. It worked out. But I also think that that leads back to a story that I want to tell. In December of last year, I went on a come and see retreat, which kind of goes back to the big V vocation.
Yeah.
I was at a point in my life where I was realizing that I was not saying yes to discerning properly. Oh. Right? The two vocations. It was like, I want to be a mom. And so that's probably what I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And there was, I was just fighting the thought of relinquishing that desire, you know? And because I just so desperately did not want to be a sister. Mm-hmm. But the Lord kind of like did this thing where every day he just softened my heart and then allowed, the come and see retreat to just fall into my lap, where I thought, what else am I going to be doing that weekend? I may as well go. And so, and I was actually on a 6 month, like monthly retreat where I would go and hear talks by these sisters and talk about big V vocation. So it was just natural that I would go on this come and see retreat. The Apostles of the Interior Life are amazing. And if I ever do become a sister, that's the order that I will join.
I'll look them up.
Yeah, they're amazing. So I went on this come and see retreat, and my only request of the Lord was to tell me whether or not I needed to discern sisterhood more at this moment. Because I was like, I've always gone into retreats, and even in like high school, that was the big thing. Like I was cool because I was discerning, and I was like, go into every retreat and be like, tell me, Lord, am I going to get married or am I going to join religious life? You know, and of course, the Lord doesn't respond to those things if I'm not capable of receiving it. And so that was my simple request, was tell me right now if I'm supposed to discern this more. And the first day, and it was just a 24-hour retreat, but the first few hours were spent in adoration. And it was like 3 hours, and I was reading Interior Freedom by Father Jacques Philippe.
Classic.
And yeah. And I just remember sitting there and thinking about what had led me there. I was thinking about the job that I had in Kansas City. I was thinking about my apartment, about my roommate, about my family and my clients. And I thought everything that I have thought that I needed to seek and thought that I needed to like pursue actively, the Lord had just said, hold on, and just set it into my lap at the appropriate time. And I remembered before graduation, there was that, there was a mass that I went to, and I was so distracted as usual. And so after receiving the Eucharist, I was kneeling in the pew and I said, I am here, I am here, I am here. I am here. And I kept repeating it because I needed to remind myself, I am here. And it was this thought just pierced through my brain. And it said, it is good that you are here. It is wonderful that you exist.
Yeah.
And I had read that in a book like a week ago, but the way that it so clearly pierced through my consciousness, right? I was like, oh, that's something more than just a memory.
Yeah.
And so I recalled that when I was sitting in front, when I was sitting in the retreat, it is good that you are here. And I was like, wow, I am exactly where I need to be right now.
Huge.
And that was so freeing to be able to remember that if I am called to religious life, the Lord will make it obvious to me. And that isn't to say that I think there are some people who are called to strive more and like seek more after things.
Yeah.
Maybe they have, you know, a quote unquote like harder life, right? But for me, I am so like dense that the Lord has to place things into my lap, say, here, here it is.
Yeah. It's like so, being smacked by a 2x4. Like, you're doing it.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, you're doing it. Okay.
All right. Yeah. And then a month later, I met Adolfo. And and then 8 months later, I moved to Florida. So,
okay, so I have to like admit real quick that I know how the story ends because I lived it with you. But as you're telling mm-hmm. it, I'm like, is Eva about to break up with Adolfo and be a nun? Like, I just thought, I was like, wait, how did this happen? No. Yeah.
No, it was, and I, it wasn't that, okay, I had checked these boxes. I had discerned religious life. Now the Lord's going to give me my future husband, which mm-hmm. we're not engaged or by any means, but it's looking promising, right?
It's very promising, but it was,
I moved to Florida for him.
So
come
promising.
On. But it is, I felt free. Mm. I felt the freedom to enter into a relationship because I knew that I wasn't hiding anything from myself and I wasn't hiding anything from God. Yeah. And I wasn't saying no to even discerning that. So just the freedom, right?
Huge. A freedom to say, like, I'll consider it if you're asking me to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you spoke a little bit about that, about how you think that the Lord sometimes just asks you to discern things.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about that.
So many thoughts right now. I'm like trying to organize it in my brain.
Go for it.
But going back to like, I am here. A good friend of mine mm-hmm. just came back from like a week long retreat. And mm-hmm. she was telling me that one of the phrases and encouragements that like they kept repeating to themselves and to one another is be where your feet are. Just be mm-hmm. where your feet are. And that's huge because in talking mm-hmm. about discernment and this like freedom to even discern and freedom to like consider the next step, I realized that I panic. I get so anxious. And have you ever met those people that are like, I visited this order and I was like, yeah, I could picture myself here for the rest of my life. Like,
yeah,
I can't even picture what I'm doing later today. Like,
right.
Yet alone when I'm 80.
People say, when you know, you know. And I'm like, okay, but what does that look like? Can you give it to me?
Can't relate. Can you? That's so unhelpful. I hate unhelpful advice. And that's one of them mm-hmm. because there's some things you just can't know until you know. And it's not helpful to look at somebody who doesn't know yet and be like, you'll know. It just like,
right.
At least for me, I just spiral in panic. And I'm like, I know nothing. Yeah.
Did I know then?
Yeah.
Do I know now?
What
does it mean to know anything?
Yup. Yeah. So be where your feet are and like your feet are here. Like I am here. And what that does mm-hmm. is like, I don't think the Lord asks us for these like huge yeses that are like 80 million steps away, right? He asks us for like the next right step. Like discernment is to move towards, right? And mm-hmm. like the Lord can't move a still ship. Like he can't direct a still ship. So it's just like the next right step. And I think for me, I get so anxious thinking about like the rest of my life are these huge decisions mm-hmm. of like a nun, like her first year, like doesn't talk to anyone outside the community. And that freaks me out. And so I'm not even thinking about like, I can't even let myself pray about it today mm-hmm. because I'm like, I can't. No, I cannot. And then I'm like, religious life must not be for you because if it was, you would have so much anxiety around it. Like the Lord's going to give you peace when it's the right thing. And I'm like, I have never in my life felt peace. So like, what's maybe I wasn't supposed to exist. Like it's so dramatic.
Is that true?
No, it's not. But my brain, Eva,
but
we've talked about this before. My brain doesn't want me to exist. And my brain does not want me to be Catholic. Okay. My heart's like, to whom else shall we go, though? It's a constant bout. We all have our crosses. but yeah, discernment. What a beast.
I do want to say, like, when I said that I was going to move to Florida, it wasn't, okay, I'm going to move to Florida. Now what steps do I have to take? It was, I'm sitting in a parking lot and I'm just going to start applying for jobs in Florida because mm-hmm. if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. And if not, you know, it won't.
Right.
And then only one job responded to me Yeah. One job responded to me, and that's where I'm at. And I didn't have an apartment until I was already on my way to Florida.
Applying to the job was the next right step.
Right. So, but it was like I didn't have, so let's say I was going to become a sister, and I thought, how am I going to not speak to any of my friends for the first year? Mm-hmm. The way that I, and I think we've discussed how that we perceive these things differently and we go about discernment differently.
Oh, for sure.
The way that I go about it, I'd be like, if I'm supposed to be a sister, then the Lord is going to make that easier on me. Mm-hmm. It's the, what is it? The graces are sufficient for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that, and interior freedom speaks about that so much.
Yeah.
Where it just says, the Lord is here. The Lord is not. I mean, he's there too, and he's back there too. But right now, most prominently, the Lord is here, and he answers your now prayers.
Yeah. I mean, yes, the Lord is outside of time and space. So this idea of like the Lord is like up there in 2 years, and the Lord is like back there 10 years and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like he's here because like eternity is just like, it's a now thing, which is, I've been reading the Summa for, I'm getting ready to take my comps. And so we're talking about eternity and what it means, mm-hmm. and this and that. And I just, yeah, without getting too philosophical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it makes it easier, but I think exactly the graces are sufficient. And like, yeah, when the day comes that he wants you to hug your friend for the last time, like, he'll give you the graces to get through that, but he's not asking you to do that right now today. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like right now today, he's asking you to apply for a job in Florida. And you had, mm-hmm. to be fair, you had requirements. You said, right, you had a minimum that you were willing to make. And then this job was like just a few $100s it was over everything. It, right?
Yeah. So I remember sitting in the chapel and I made a list. It was my 6 a.m. adoration, mm-hmm. with my cup of coffee beside me. And I said, here's the requirements. Mm-hmm. It has to be in. I'm not moving 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. I'm not moving to Orlando because I'm going to be with him. Mm-hmm. It has to be 2 hours away. It has to be in my field. And it has to pay me this much minimum. Mm-hmm. And it hit all of those things. Mm-hmm. So
you did it.
And
I think that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think. I think that this speaks to our two discernment styles of like when it comes to making a decision on something, you're like, here's an option. Let's like plow through it. And
oh yeah,
if it like doesn't work out, then like, meh, there's another door or a window or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
we'll to jump out of every single window as the Lord slams them down, sometimes on my fingers. Yeah. It's like, no, Eva.
And like, you're just like, you do it though. And I, mm-hmm. stand on the other side of the door, like shaking and crying. And I'm like, but what if that's not the right door? You know what I mean? And I like,
yeah.
almost over discern to this point of like unmovement, mm-hmm. and like stagnation. And I mean, that's not great. And I yeah, there's got to be a happy, you know, in between to these. But it's like, mm-hmm. funny to see, like, you're just like, yeah, I made a list, applied for the jobs. I got one, so I went. And like, everything else worked out. And it's like, I don't know. Yeah, dude, more power to you. Because I don't know.
So tell me about a time that you've discerned something.
Oh, the spring. We were talking about it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I'm graduating and I'm like, I could do so many things. I could apply to this missionary organization, or I could apply to this one, or I could just like, mm-hmm. move to Kansas City and make it work, or I could go to school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and they're all good. Like, mm-hmm. I had a plan for all of them. I was like, yeah, if I apply to this missionary organization, they'll like give me a team. They'll give me a community. They'll give me a place to live. They'll give me a job, you know, like it'll be good. Mm-hmm. If I move to Kansas City, there's an abundance of friends and fun to be had there. Like, mm-hmm. Kansas City's a great diocese. Love that, you know? Or I could go back to school and, like, continue my education. Like, we need more female theologians. Like, scream, mm-hmm. that from the rooftops. That's a good option, too. And they were all kind of, like, moving at the same time. Like, I got a preliminary interview. Right. Then I got, you know, a formal interview. with the missionary organization. And then I also was like talking to people who were like moving to Kansas City and could be my roommates. And I saw diocesan mm-hmm. openings. You know, the school thing was never really moving. I was just talking about it and also crying about it a lot. So maybe like nick that one, but it was a thought. Mm-hmm. It was an option. And this is like when we were sitting at the Waffle House and I was like, Eva, they're all so good. Like, how do I pick one? How do you pick between two goods? And that's where I fall into the like staring at the two doors and being like, mm-hmm. what if I open the one? So my prayer over the spring became like, Lord, if this is your will, just like carry it all the way through. And if there is an offer mm-hmm. at the end, I will say yes. And that's what happened. And now this gets into a funny thing of when discernment, like you say yes, and then the yes falls through. And I think that's an important yeah. note because I did say yes to this missionary organization. I did like join staff, and then I did like get sick over the summer and like had to leave staff. And I think it comes mm-hmm. to the thing of like, the Lord asked me to apply. And so I did. The Lord asked me for that yes. And so I gave it to him. Mm-hmm. And the Lord asked me to be there for a season. And so I was there. And when he said, like, the season is over, we moved on to the next thing. And I think it can be challenging for me to wonder, like, did I discern wrong? Did I, you know, not hear him clearly? And, yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is. But I think discernment's, yeah, I just keep telling myself discernment's about the next right step. And I know that I took them, and I know that I was praying, and I know that mm-hmm. he is good. Amen,
hallelujah. Yeah. Amen, hallelujah. Yeah. I think that there were a lot of fruits that came out of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was a very painful thing.
It was
but
awful.
I trust you, and I trust your decision-making, and I trust that you didn't make the wrong decision.
Thank you. Well, and it makes me think of this thing, too. Have you ever heard of, like, the RIM acronym?
No.
Relationship, Identity, Mission? So like we live in a relationship with the Lord and he speaks his identity, like he speaks our identity mm-hmm. onto our heart as like beloved sons or daughters mm-hmm. of the Most High King. And then from that, he gives us a mission. But what happens is if we like misorder them and we say like mission comes first, then when that mm-hmm. mission fades, like as all missions do, then we feel lost and we don't know who we are. And we don't know who he is. Right. Because like right. everything is fading, everything is fleeting except our identity, which is rooted in relationship with him, you know? Amen. Like even Jesus's mission on earth like came to an end, right? And if he had rooted mm-hmm. his identity in that mission, then I don't know, it gets messy because he's like Jesus and, you know, perfect and, you know, infallible, whatever.
Right.
But the point is like all missions fade, like what remains for eternity yeah. is our relationship to him. Mm-hmm. And so I've just thought about that a lot in the process of discernment and of accepting the job and losing the job of like, yeah, that was my mm-hmm. mission for a season. And I believe that the prayers that I prayed for the students that I would have potentially served, like were fruitful and the relationships I made Absolutely. There were fruitful and the things that I learned, shoot, I think about every day. So it's not for naught. It hurts. It sucks. But discernment, on to the next. Does that sound oddly dismissive? Thank you for
sharing that, Eve.
Yeah,
absolutely. I know that that was a really hard, it is, continues to be a really hard thing.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Yeah.
I love that RIM thing, the acronym. I love yeah. that. That is beautiful.
Isn't it so
I think
good?
We've talked about it before, but.
Yeah, I love it. I think that. I got it from Focus. Is this going to be a copyright issue? Like oh, a plagiarism issue? No,
we're not
going to
worry about that.
Focus, Come if on. It was yours, thank you. SPO, if it was yours, thank you. Whoever planted that seed in my head, thank you.
Then, amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah, yeah.
I think that that kind of covers what we can say
yeah.
in the time frame.
Yeah.
I think that was a really beautiful reflection, and I really appreciate you sharing that. And I'm excited to talk about our next topic, which is going to be right relationship.
Right relationship. Oof. I feel like this could be one of the more like scandalous conversations that we have. And I feel mm-hmm. like if they're going to crucify us for anything, this might be the one. But we're going to do it anyways. We're going to run hard.
Let's go.
Let's go. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to What's in Your Cup.